We're going to move on to the issue of energy costs because it came up in leaders' questions today. It was raised by Labour's Ivana Bacik. Borrowing to pay bills was her specific concern.
Our Labour representatives have been hearing from pensioners who've had to resort to taking out credit union loans just to meet the cost of their energy bills. And adding insult to injury is the unfairness and inequity of the crisis and the government's hands-off approach, which has exacerbated that unfairness. Now we see that Electric Ireland is to cut small businesses' electricity bills by 10% from tomorrow, which is welcome news for SMEs. But Electric Ireland has also confirmed that it will leave household charges untouched. I think customers are now paying approximately 90% more per unit of electricity. Somebody in Electric Ireland is trying to get through, that's all I'll say. And they will not take no for an answer.
All right, Brian, the issue of inequity being raised there, just what was the response from the Taoiseach there at that leader's questions earlier?
I think he recognises that he understands why people don't feel that it's fair, and he hopes that as the price of wholesale energy comes down, that will feed into a kind of a lowering of prices for kind of domestic customers. But he was also keen to point out all the amazing things that the government has done, such as, maintaining the 9% VAT rate on electricity and gas, the energy credit, reforming the temporary business energy support scheme, and also talked about the windfall tax, which, you know, I don't think we're any the wiser kind of in the political lobby as to what precisely it's going to look like and when precisely it's going to come in. But we've been told about it, that it's coming for quite some time now.
Whenever it's agreed at EU level is generally what I think is said. Michael Collins, that reference in what Ivana Bacik was saying about people borrowing to pay bills, we heard of a shop owner that shut up shop during the week with 97 cent left in the business account after settling bills. And then we have this revelation about Electric Ireland, the difference between business rates and domestic rates, which I suppose isn't new, but the extent of it will further incense an already under pressure population, will it not?
Absolutely. There's a huge frustration out there. Businesses are struggling. There's no question of it. Out every one of us that are, politicians are meeting that every day of the week in our constituency office, on our phones. Hotel owners, shop owners, cafe owners, they're all struggling. And to the point that in my own constituency, many of them stay closed most days of the week because it don't pay them to open. And that's what's happening in rural communities, and it's happening quite a lot. And I can drive through my rural constituency in West Cork, and I can see that most of the businesses shutting it down. The energy companies are making huge, huge profits, and the government haven't brought them to task on that. And, we've got people that have rebate or whatever, and apparently the residents or the homeowners won't be getting that rebate this year now because the Green Party seem to have disagreed with that. But the ordinary consumer are telling me they're getting bills of 600-700. I was speaking to a person last week in West Cork that told me they got a bill of 700 euros in an ordinary household. They said they have almost everything shut down. They couldn't understand. But they said they had a pain in their chest with the worry of how they're going to pay that bill, because they didn't know. And the same with the businesses. Any business that was paying 2,000 or 3,000 is paying 10,000 or 12,000, 13,000 now. And businesses are saying, okay, we're trying to take from the profits last year, but the next 2 months' time we're going to be left with the same type of bill again. So the government haven't held the companies and their shareholders in some of these companies accountable to give the proper reductions to both businesses and to the individuals. And if that isn't done, it is catastrophic for people. And I'm, quite concerned. I met Councillor Frankie Daly today in Limerick and others who are telling me the same thing. From wherever they come from, wherever the it's widespread that residents cannot keep taking the hit as they're taking every 2 months with their electricity bills.
Martin Conway, those kind of bills that residents are talking about, that level of pressure, people borrowing, does the government get it? When we didn't see the restoration or the extension of the energy credit of 200 euro, small and all as that would be in contributing towards an 800 euro bill, but when you see bills of that level, could more not be done?
Well, I certainly believe that the extra 200 euro credit should have been given, and I articulated that publicly at the time. The situation with bills and customers, we're all getting various stories.
Spoke to. So, sorry, and the response you got is obvious from the budget.
But yeah, correct. Yeah.
And the rationale within your own party where you raised it, what was it?
Well, look, I made the case. I mean, you don't necessarily get rationale back for every time you make a case, but clearly it didn't happen, which was a pity.
But
I do believe it will happen.
But why not? Is it... If they didn't see the point that you were making based on that level of kind of residential energy bills, what's missing there in their understanding?
See, I suppose the counterbalance of that then is that the 9% VAT rate for hospitality was kept until the end of August, which is something that I also had advocated, that cliff edge of the 9% VAT rate going at the beginning of March was going to do huge damage to the tourism industry in Mairead, Michael and my constituency. So I think that's very welcome, because for every 100,000 of turnover that a hotelier or a restaurateur takes in, it's an extra $3,500 towards bottom line. You know, it is a balancing. It's a balancing act. But I really do believe that Electric Ireland have not covered themselves in glory here. You know, they're an organisation that are sponsoring the Darkness into Light walk every year, which is very welcome and very important. But what they are doing by not being equitable in terms of the discounts, the 10% discount that's given to business should also be given to domestic customers.
Mairead Farrell, you presumably don't disagree with the path that discount being given to residential customers. What mechanism would you advise the government to use to make their displeasure known, or perhaps more concrete measures?
Well, look, I think first of all, I think Michael actually put it really well about the really severe impact that we're seeing in terms of families and businesses that are really, really struggling as a result of the rise in energy costs. And look, we all hear it and we see it every single day. I have to say, one of the things that I didn't quite understand was, I know Rose Conwy Walsh, my colleague, had raised the whole issue of the windfall tax today with the Taoiseach, and why there wasn't clarity in relation to that is something that I don't understand. I just don't understand. And what I definitely don't understand...
The timing of it, is it?
Just the fact that the Taoiseach couldn't give full clarity in terms of the windfall tax. The other thing that I didn't fully understand was last week when we had these announcements from government, why there wasn't something there for families in terms of the energy costs. We know, you know, from statistics from the CSO that people still use a huge amount of energy in these months. Look, we know how cold it is and all of that. So we do know that people use a lot of energy in that time. Another thing that we still see, and look, for us in the West, I suppose there's kind of three Western people here, but one of the things is the whole fact that, you know, a third of people use oil and that there's no relief there for oil. And that's not only families, but it's also businesses. So when we look at TBES, for example, something that I've raised a good few times is that those businesses that Michael was talking about earlier that do remain closed in the rural areas of my constituencies as well as along the West, who aren't able to access the TBES because they use LPG gas or they use oil. And so as a result, they don't get that extra support from government. So I think that's something that I really felt that the government should have looked at. It's something that I've been raising a good bit with the government.
My understanding is, in terms of that specific point, and Mairead is right, I have been engaged with a number of businesses, one in particular that has a bulk tank. And because they have a bulk tank operating in Ballyvaughan in County Clare, and they're not connected to the system like a restaurant in Balls Bridge in Dublin is, and getting piped gas, they don't benefit. So the government at the moment are designing a grant scheme to compensate those people. And that grant scheme is going to be announced by Simon Coveney through the Department of Enterprise and Employment in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So I think there is going to be good news on that. For some reason, the Department of Finance, for what reason, I don't know, but they were totally against including those customers in the TPA scheme. But at least if there is a grant, people who are listening to this programme, who are in that situation, can take some comfort for knowing that a grant scheme is coming down the road.
The problem, of course, is that in between that time, there's been a lot of businesses who've had to literally shut their doors in rural Ireland as a result, because they haven't been able to access the TBES. I know that there was opposition from the minister in relation to this, but like I just don't see how in good faith they couldn't have
Michael
acted
Collins.
On it.
That's the whole point here. Shutting doors is the issue here. Businesses are shutting down, unfortunately, and I'm still convinced that the government haven't done enough to sit the energy companies around the table, which they are major shareholders in their own right, and forcing their hand, forcing their hand. They're just they're actually aiding and abetting them by saying maybe we give 200 or maybe we won't, instead of forcing them to decrease their costs, which will be right across the board significantly. Not the way they've been doing only drip feeding. We may do it with business, but we won't do it with homeowners. It has to be right across the board, because if you look at maybe fuel costs have decreased. So they certainly have costs that have decreased, but they've not passed that on to the customer. So it's
they make the argument of hedging, of buying in the long term, and then the price they've paid for long term energy prices, they can't pass it on until such time as they actually sign a new contract. Do you accept that?
I don't, because I think they're making, the profits they're making is quite clear. If they're making mass profits, I have no issue with any company in the country that makes a profit. That's perfect. But to be making the mass profits they're making and not able to pass that on to the customer, the struggling customer, the people that have been loyal to them companies for so many years, all of their lives, and they've been neglected and left there basically to the wolves, costing businesses to close their doors, which is going to be a door shut in every town here and there to the country, because they can't open their cafes, they can't open their hotels, or they can't open their businesses, their pubs, because of the cost of electricity at this time.
Can I just come in just for 1 second? Can you just clarify, is that a brand new scheme that Simon Coveney is going to introduce, or is that a reform of the TBES scheme?
Well, no, it's going to be a grant scheme. Now, don't ask me exactly the nuts and bolts of it. That's been working at the moment. But it's designed for customers who have bulk tanks, who are using barrels of gas to cook their meals and so on. But I think it's also important to point out that the TBES scheme is available for businesses for their electricity costs as well. And there are people out there who aren't applying for it and haven't applied for it. And I would encourage everybody out there to actually apply for it. But and that TBES scheme has been improved in the last round of measures as well.
Some local businesses have, though, contacted me in relation to that, even in terms of electricity and the impact of some electricity providers leaving the market. And as a result, some aren't actually able to get their bills, and as a result they can't get the TBES even for the electricity. So there are some that really are really, really suffering as a result.
I just want to look at the windfall tax though again, Martin Conway. Tax is a national competency. We don't have to wait for tax frameworks to be agreed at European level. I mean, we've made a virtue on the issue of corporation tax, of setting our own tax rates. Why can't we set our own windfall tax rates?
Well, my understanding is that there will be a windfall tax. But I do think, to be fair, there needs to be an overall revisiting of the VAT rates in this country. I think the 9% VAT rate for the hospitality industry, particularly in rural areas, should be retained. And I do believe also that there should be regionalisation in terms of that. So the 9% VAT rate that would apply to accommodation in Michael Collins's or Martin Conway's or Mairead Farrell's constituencies, particularly the rural areas, shouldn't necessarily apply to the cities where there's much more throughput, much more turnover, a greater profitability. And I don't know how it should be done, but I really think it's European level. Right. We need more flexibility in terms of VAT rates and regionalising it as well.
We have a listener who texted in and said, in the past 3 years, we reduced energy consumption by 33%, a third. Our bill was 25% dearer. We can't get a grant because we didn't use enough money due to turning off all the lights, cooler rooms, temperatures and insulation. So they took all of these measures. They reduced their energy consumption, but their bill went up by 25%, but they didn't use enough energy, so they can't avail of the grants. That's a strange anomaly, Martin Conway, isn't
it? Yeah, I can't answer that one. I think you'd want to be an actress to do that, but all I know is that if your bills last year and your bills this year, that the difference between both bills, 40% of it can be got back up to a maximum of 10,000.
All right,
that's fairly straightforward. So the complexity of your listener's query, I think they need to talk to their accountant.
Sorry, right. The TBES scheme, even for those people who are eligible for it, I was speaking to some people in kind of industry, and they were saying that, and I don't know the ins and outs of it, but they were saying the structure of the scheme in the first instance didn't make any sense to them, and those companies just not applying for it because it just didn't make sense for them and for them to do it. So even aside from all the people who can't apply for it, even people who could apply for it were saying it's too complex. By the time we get it, it doesn't make enough of a difference. And now the government is reforming that. And now I think you've also just announced another scheme is coming out from the government.
No, I'm advised that this scheme, and I've raised it in the Senate, and I've been told publicly, I've been told at parliamentary party meetings, that a scheme is imminent in terms of dealing with the people who are relying heavily on gas to fuel their businesses.
Michael Collins, LPG gas,
Are you encouraged by what you've just heard there about that grant scheme from Martin Conway? In so far as you know much about the detail of it from what he said.
Look, any grant scheme is going to be welcomed. It has to be welcomed, of course. But as I have continuously said, the energy companies are getting away scot-free without being held accountable. And until we hold them accountable, we're ordinary residents, ordinary householders and businesses are going to be in trouble. And I was talking to the hotel owners in West Cork a few months ago, in the Fernhill House, Namath Hotel and the Celtic Cross and Roscarbery. They were telling me that their family ran hotels, right? The 9% and 13% is very welcome that hasn't increased, and we hope it stays at that. But they were telling me that some of them family members will have to work free for the next 12 months because they're going to go fold if they don't. And in that situation, that's an astonishing situation that we have people working in their cafes and their hotels free of charge, basically because they cannot take a wage out of the business because of the energy costs, because of the running costs at the moment are shocking. And we're looking at further costs because fuel is going to increase, and carbon tax is coming on. There's a whole lot of increases coming in because they're going to, the VAT that they lowered on the fuel is going to go back up to the normal price it was, which is an astonishing hit in the ordinary mother and father that's trying to go to work every morning and also pay these bills at the end of the week. They cannot keep doing it. And that's what the people keep telling me. And I cannot understand for the life of me why the government haven't forced the energy companies around the table and forced some change. If they don't, it's going to lead to a catastrophic
On the why of that, of what Michael Collins is asking about there, why wasn't the action taken quicker?
But sure, we've gone through a pandemic. We're now going through a cost of living crisis. Right through the pandemic, the government partnered with businesses to support them in various different grant schemes, whether it is warehousing tax and various other grant schemes. Now we're in a situation where there are schemes, including TBAS. And I just want to correct Michael, that the energy costs, the cost of fuels and the cost of petrol and diesel and that, those charges will go up slowly and incrementally.
But
there's not going to be any cliff edge. We're not going to have a situation where the supports are suddenly going to disappear. And that was the idea of the the package of measures that was announced last week. And, when and if further interventions are needed, the government won't be found wanting. Okay. The government has demonstrated over the last 2 years that they haven't been found wanting, and they won't be found wanting.
I think we always hear this thing about a cliff edge, but for those people who are trying to pay their energy bills, there is a cliff edge because they aren't going to see supports. They didn't see supports coming from last week's announcement.